I always worked in electoral politics and as a staffer, first at City Council in Detroit and then for the mayor of Detroit. And throughout that time, I also worked in national politics with Reverend Jackson. You know, I recognized years ago that our folks around the country, and that is folks who look like me, of course, we needed the leaders that will lift our community up. Newark is much like Detroit, much like Oakland and on the West Coast. And so I know the demographics, I know the people, I know their needs, and I know how I can help address them. But my hope and all that I work for is to make sure we're not left behind. When I'm out in the community and people ask me about cases and they want to know about the funny stuff that happens, well, I don't appreciate that as much as I do people telling me that they believe I'm an inspiration. They think I've changed lives by what I say and the things that I do as an example. So we had a young man who came out of the street gangs of L.A., moved to San Francisco to go to school with his aunt, but the aunt's husband threw all his things out one day because he came home at midnight. This young man was 21, and just because he wasn't there at midnight. Well, I kind of saw myself in that young man, and as a result, I tried to inspire him. We helped him get in community college, as we help others get in drug-addicted programs, etc. We helped him get in community college. He came back 2 years later. He had his associate's degree. He was a youth minister, and he was on his way to serving the community after having been a part of the roughest street gangs in California. One of the things folks you need to know is you have to fight back. I didn't give up. When I came out of the correction system, I went to college on an affirmative action program and got my GED. But even after going and finishing college, finishing law school, the justice system or the state bar held my license up for 3 years, even after I'd had my record expunged. But I didn't give up. I fought back. I went to the Supreme Court of State of Michigan and won my license 3 years after having passed the bar exam. So what we see is that we have to continue fighting. You know, brothers are on the corner with their chest stuck out, talking about how they're the man, they're the man, they're this, they're that. Well, then don't punk out when it comes to dealing with mainstream America. Be the man in mainstream America. Don't be scared. Fight back. So that's what I enjoy most about the show, is kind of changing lives. And the fun helps too. It's fun, but it's much more fun than it was in Detroit, where I served as a judge and unfortunately had to deal with the victims of crime and young men who were perpetrators, but I understood their plight because they had been abandoned. And so those are the things that trouble me, but at the same time, I try and use my image as an inspiration to others to bring them out of the situations that might be challenging in their lives.